My name is Christina. I am 18 years old. Today is September 24th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Suzette, who's my mentor. I'm recording this interview over the phone at Oklahoma Christian University in Edmond, Oklahoma.
My name is Suzette. I am 45 years old. Today, September 24th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Christina, who is my mentoree. I am recording this interview over the phone in my hometown in Conroe, Texas.
To start, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
I don't have one kindest person. I've been blessed with many kind people in my life that have helped me along the way through each stage of my life.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
When my father unexpectedly died on December 23rd, that year in November was the first time he took me to an A&M UT football game at Kyle Field to see who would advance to the Cotton Bowl. A&M won, and my father was the happiest man on this planet, and I was there to share in his excitement. It was the most joyful moment I had ever experienced, with him dancing, singing, twirling the 12th man towel, and celebrating together. My older sister graduated from A&M on Saturday, December 21st, and we had a family party on December 22nd. On Monday, December 23rd, my dad was eating a sandwich before we went to play racquetball with his cousin. All of his children and my mother kissed him goodbye and gave him great big hugs. We were baking his favorite chocolate chip cookies for him so that when he came home, they would be ready for Christmas. I went next door to my friend's house, and the next thing I knew, there was a phone call to get home because my father was in the hospital. I ran home, and my mother had already left the house. My sisters and I were home alone. The phone rang, and one of my sisters answered the phone, and her face went as white as a sheet and a stare on her face. She said, "He is dead." Time stood still, and I didn't want to believe it. I started doing laundry, hoping it wasn't true. While in the back of the house, I heard screaming of anguish outside in the driveway. I ran to the front and saw my mom and my sisters hugging, crying, and wailing in total despair. We all got into the neighbor's car and made our way to the hospital morgue. My father was on the metal table, cold and covered in a white sheet. The only part that was warm was the neck behind his ear. We all gave him a hug and kiss on the cheek to say goodbye. That Christmas was sorrowful and one of the most difficult moments in my life to date. To this day, my family gathers every Christmas together to be with one another to celebrate the birth of Christ. We make cookies and cook some of my father's favorite foods. We come together to thank God for all of our blessings and the time we have together.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
My mother is incredible. She had five children, and after my father passed away, she had one graduate, two children in college, a high school student, and a kindergartner. She went back to work full time and managed to care for the family, her home, and work as a single mother. She never once complained about continuing on. We went to church every Sunday and kept going in life.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I am so grateful for so many things. I have my intelligence, health, children, family, things that I need, and some things that I want. I have people in my life that love me for who I am.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Read the Bible regularly and never give up. Follow the Ten Commandments. Be kind to others and don't expect anything in return. Keep up with tasks and always do the right thing. If there's a problem, do not put a Band-Aid on it. If you can fix the problem, or find someone that can. Take care of your body because God made you in His image. God made each person uniquely special, and each person has different talents, and continue to learn.
What are you proudest of in your life?
Family. My children are incredible and always surprise me with their thoughtfulness. Also, my extended family is fantastic. Each one of us do something different, from musicians, artists, teachers, accountants, chefs, engineers, nurses, doctors, priests, nuns, and the list goes on. It isn't that I'm proud of my family because of anything I solely did, but it is the fact that I am part of a wonderful family, and together we make a positive difference in the world, helping others in any way possible.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
In high school, when my mother was working and I was caring for my little sister and I was doing my homework, I had a learning disability, but there were no excuses for not trying your best. So I worked tremendously hard on schoolwork and I didn't have time for friends or social life. We had recently moved to the area, so I didn't fit in. The area we moved to was an up-and-coming community, and there weren't very many stores at the time. Because my father had passed away, we didn't have time to go shopping, so I wore my big sister's clothes, and they were out of style. I didn't have the free time to socialize, didn't have the money to go out, and was a fish out of water. Other students didn't understand what was happening, and they were quick to make judgments. So I was pretty much alone regarding friends.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
I thought if I worked hard, saved money, took care of myself with eating right and exercise, there was no stopping me. Life hits hard and God is in control. There are many blessings, but you have to let God do the work in your life. We have worked hard, experienced layoffs, lost money and savings, and the body fails due to illness, but it is not all bad. Those are lessons learned to rely on God. I have been given a second chance to heal from illness, work for a wonderful company that helps provide the funds for my children to attend school that I never thought was possible in a million years. God has given me the ability to provide for the family.
Do you have any regrets?
No.
How would you like to be remembered?
Kind and loving.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Most of all, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mother until it was time for me to go into the workforce. Then professionally, I wanted to be an engineer like my dad or a nurse like my mother.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
My husband, he provided for the family so that I could have my dream of being a stay-at-home mother and care for our children. He helped me through difficult times and has never left my side.
How has your life been different than what you imagined?
I think that is a duplicate question.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done, and why haven't you done it?
Since my father passed away suddenly, I have lived my life telling the people in my life that I love them dearly because you never know when the moment will come that they will not be here on earth to tell them. One thing I don't have organized, though, is my will. I haven't had the time to visit a lawyer.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
Holding my children for the first time after they were born. It was a miracle, and they were so incredibly precious. It was the most wonderful gift God gave me. I almost died with both of my children, and I had a miscarriage between them. So my children are a true blessing and gift from God.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
First, the birth of my children, but some of my most happiest memories are with my family. My great uncle Ray had a farm, and as a child, we would visit every summer on the 4th of July for a huge family reunion with about 150 people, and we were all related. After my children were born, they got to experience Uncle Ray's farm. Seeing them run free in the fields, play in the barn, swim in the cow tub, swing, sleep in the bunkhouse, and eat in the rec room. It was surreal to have four generations of family together, caring for one another, laughing and playing.
Can you describe a time when you felt especially satisfied with the work you do?
When people come tell me that they are impressed with my children's kindness, willingness to help others, and work ethic.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
God made each one of us special and keep reading his word. This is a broken world and life has its challenges, but never give hope and continually pray. God will give you the peace and strength to persevere. Enjoy God's blessings and rejoice daily.
Can you tell me about what role religion played in your life when you were growing up?
My family is very religious and we went to church once or twice a week. but we didn't read the Bible in the home. We had one family Bible and had the family tree in the front. It sat at the foot of my parents' bed on a bench in the bedroom. We prayed at every meal and at bedtime. My mom taught in Sunday school. The Holy Trinity was a big part of our lives, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one.
What kind of role does religion or spirituality play in your life now? What does it mean to you?
After meeting my husband, I started reading the Bible because he read the Bible. I learned a lot. It is not something to listen to or spoken by other people. It is something to read, study, and embrace. One sentence can mean something one day and mean something totally different the next. It is really the living word. God brings the message alive when you read them. Be open to what is written and seek God's wisdom.
How do you define happiness?
Happiness is an emotion of satisfaction and well-being. However, joyfulness is deeper and shouldn't be controlled by immediate circumstances. Happiness can be temporary depending on the situation. It is good to experience happiness and thank God for those moments. Enjoy happiness.
In your experience, what makes a good life?
Trying to follow God's will. We all make mistakes, but if you keep trying, He will guide you. Love one another and do not go to bed angry. Be cautious, but do not be so quick with others. You don't have to trust everyone and walk blindly into situations, but don't condemn someone thinking you are better than they are. Be kind and remember above all to love.
What advice do you have for being happy and living the good life?
Read the Bible and listen to what God is trying to say. It is not easy, but He will give you peace and strength. Apologize when you have done something wrong or hurt someone's feelings and forgive others. Love one another and show grace.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.